legislative day. Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
Senator Faircamp?
Senator Eliason?
I have it open.
The roll shows 14 members present this morning. Senator Duncan is excused from the call of the Senate.
Chaplain Father Roger Wharton, Holy Trinity Episcopal Church.
Let us pray. All gracious and ever-loving God, we call upon you this morning, seeking your blessing on the men and women gathered here in this chamber and throughout our capital city. On this day of hearts, open their hearts to the hearts of the people whom they serve. Fill their hearts with the warmth of your love and the light of your wisdom, that they may govern with compassion and mercy, for they are the heart of this great land's government. Amen.
Will Senator Ewing please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this morning?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move an unanimous consent that the prayer on this Valentine's Day be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer is spread on the journal. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 36th legislative day.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the journal for the 36th legislative day be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal certified. Introduction of guests. Senator Coghill.
Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to the chamber a RSVP student who comes from Anderson, who's the niece of Rick Gonzalez that was one of our pages here a couple years ago. I'd like to introduce to you Janelle Gonzalez.
Senator Pierce.
President, I have some District 9 and 11 CAT members from Anchorage down visiting, and first of all, a lady that we all know very well and I think miss, Dinah Abood. And from District 9, I have Mickey Langston, Jerry Foster, Dick Brooks, and Joe English. Let's welcome all of them.
Senator Frank.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery behind us, today is a gentleman from Fairbanks you all know pretty well. Please help me welcome Lenny Arsenault.
Senator Strzelewski.
Yes, Mr. President, I'm delighted to introduce people from Senator Fakes and my district. From District 8, we have ARCO CAP members here. Carl Jumper is here, Lane Rees, and Kay Hyden.
Senator Halford.
And, excuse me, also from District 10 is Kevin Myers here.
Senator Halford.
From District 14 with the CAT program, we have Barbara Howell and Carrie Kinnock.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. And also from District 12, we have Diane Miller from Government Hill. I'm pleased to have her with the CAT group.
Further introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor.
Messages from the House.
Message dated February 13. The House has passed the following and it is transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 71, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to the elevator safety standards and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce.
Those are all the messages from the House.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Judiciary Committee has considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, Amendment to the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature relating to the jurisdiction of the Judiciary Standing Committees, and recommend it be replaced with Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, Judiciary. The report was signed by Senator Fakes, Chair, concurred in by Senators Halford, Rohde, Pierce, and Szymanski. There is a zero fiscal note attached. There is no further reference to further committee reference to the bill.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 26, urging adoption of a national energy strategy, and recommend do pass. The report was signed by Senator Fahrenkamp, Chair, and concurred in by Senator Sturgalewski, Halford, Frank, and Zaroff. There's a zero fiscal note attached. Senate Joint Resolution Number 26 has a further refer to the Oil and Gas Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 27, Purchase of International Investments by the Alaska Permanent Fund, and changing certain requirements related to the purchase of domestic investments by the Alaska Permanent Fund, and recommend it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill 27 by the State Affairs Committee, new title, and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Porcho, Chair, and concurred in by Senators Fakes, Kelly, and Ewling. Senator Adams signed no recommendation. There's a fiscal note attached, and there is a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 117, Special Request University License Plates, and recommend it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill 117, State Affairs, and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Porcho, Chair, and concurred in by Senator Adams, Fakes, Kelly, and Ewling. There's a fiscal note attached, and there is a further referral to the Finance Committee. Those are all the Senate bills for introduction.
Reports of special committees?
There are no reports of special committees.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills?
Mr. President.
Senator Lyson.
Brief at ease.
Senator Stanton. Please note the presence in the chambers of Senator Adams. Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 173 by Senator Adams, entitled
"An Act and Elections into Appointments to Certain Municipal Offices."
Reading of Regional Affairs, State Affairs, Finance.
And Senate Bill 174 by Senators Sturgalewski and Pierce, entitled "An Act Relating to Letters of Credit Issued by Banks."
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction.
Consideration of the daily calendar. Would the Secretary read the first item of business?
Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 5, Resources, amended by the Resources Committee, encouraging citizen participation in statewide beach cleanup and anti-dumping efforts. Resources Committee considered the resolution and majority of the committee recommends do pass. The report was signed by Senator Fahrenkamp, Chair, concurring Senators Kurtula, Frank, Eliason, Jaroff, and Sturgalewski. Previous House zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the resolution and recommends calendaring. The report was signed by Senator Sturgalewski, Chair, concurring Senators Kelly and Kurtula.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendment.
Senator Halford. Okay. Any discussion on the resolution? Senator Fahrenkamp.
Chairman, this committee report just encourages citizens for participation in statewide beach cleanup and anti-dumping efforts. And Senator Duncan had a companion resolution to this resolution in this body. This one came here first. It's particularly important in the feeling of the committee to minimize the death and entrapment of marine mammals, so I urge his passage.
Senator Szymanski.
Mr. President, the resource chairman is correct. Senator Duncan's legislation, companion legislation, which I co-sponsored with him, similar or identical. And I think it's real important to note that in the Prince William Sound area that Senator Cotillo and I represent, that we've recently started cleanup efforts down there and through volunteer groups, predominantly through the Recreational Boaters Association, some of the tourism groups, have spent this last summer doing cleanup. And just to kind of give you an idea of what the magnitude of the problem is, we're finding anywhere from 10 to 20 tons of debris has been washing up on the beaches down there. It's not just isolated to plastic, but it's cans, it's just general garbage that has been both put out there through the commercial boats, what looks like some of the cruise ship operations that have been working out through the outside of the sound. We see many of the areas down there that are washing up on the beach, and the people are becoming extremely concerned. We're also seeing a relationship to the increased intensity of commercial fishing, where we've not adequately been able to deal with refuge in the commercial fishing fleets, and particularly around the hatchery complexes where you see high concentrations during the year of the area that has a lot of use, and it's just handling garbage in general in these fishing areas that's becoming very difficult. So I think this is a step in the right direction. It's going to certainly assist us in the Sound, and I think it'll be sending a good message. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to follow up there on some of this, it is a major concern for a number of the communities, particularly in the coast, and those of us that have to deal with the fishing activities and certainly have to put up with the garbage that washes in and out of nets. It's not a very pleasant feeling at times. And we are also quite concerned there with some of the other fisheries that have reached an endangered species because of their activities and with either birds or marine mammals, particularly with mammals, that it does cause some problems there in terms of keeping those fisheries going over a long-term basis. But just for information there, that according to current estimates, that roughly 1 million seabirds and 100,000 sea mammals die every year in the North Pacific as a direct result of becoming entangled in the plastic debris that is out there. And this has been an issue that we have talked about here in the state legislature. It's been an issue that we've dealt with the Pacific Fisheries Legislative Task Force, which is made up of legislators from California, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Alaska, and we are very much concerned about it. But I think in the resolve clause, particularly the first resolve clause, asks that everybody participate in the Coastal Cleanup Week, which takes place in May. And this is being offered this year, and I would hope that people, particularly on the coast, would venture forward and do that. And I would encourage you inlanders to come down to the coast as well and bring your plastic bags and come down and pick up a few bags there of this garbage as well to help us out. But probably more important, the second resolve of this clause asks for people to identify violators, to notify the Coast Guard if there is a blatant violation of this, of the dumping at sea, and to notify the Coast Guard, take as much information as you can, the time, the date, photographs if possible, names of vessels, and so on. And as an incentive, there may be a reward offered to somebody that turns somebody in, and if there is a conviction, that that individual or group of individuals may be eligible to receive up to half of whatever the fine was that's levied. So this resolution does two things. It makes us aware that there is the cleanup week in May, and also it encourages people to report violators. Thank you.
Any further discussion? The question being, shall committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 5, Resources as Amended, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote. And so committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 5, Resources Amended, passes the Senate by a vote of 16 yeas and no nays. Madam Secretary.
Citations. Honoring Bethel High School Warrior Boys and Girls Basketball Teams, Bethel High School Warrior Cheerleaders, Region 1 AAA Basketball Champions by Representatives Hoffman, Menard, Senators Binkley, Adams, Fake, Strzelewski, Fisher, and Halford. Honoring the Task Force on Guiding and Game by the Legislative Council, Representatives Pettyjohn, Menard, and Navarre, Senators Halford and Pierce.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted by the Senate.
Without objection, citations are adopted. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation in memoriam Roy Perakovich be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Without objection, the citation is taken up. Madam Secretary.
In memoriam Roy Perakovich Sr. by Senators Duncan, Elias, and Halford, Strzelewski, Zaroff, Kelly, Coghill, Kurtula, Kershaw, Halford, Adams, and Zemanski, and Representatives Ulmer and Hudson.
Senator Halford.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be approved by the Senate.
Without objection, citation is approved. Unfinished business. Senator Fisher.
Yes, thank you. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the House on this Friday, February 17th, to go back and attend the budget meeting.
Without objection, Senator Fisher is excused. Senator Rohde.
asked the Journal to reflect that my absence yesterday was caused by difficulties in getting from Anchorage on the plane.
Without objection, the Journal can reflect that. Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate from March 1st through March 8th. State business.
Without objection, Senator Zaroff is excused. Senator Porchel.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added as a co-sponsor to SB 172, extending the termination date of the Special Education Service Agency.
Without objection, it will be shown as a co-sponsor. Further unfinished business? Senator Frank.
Yes, same motion as the prior speaker.
Without objection, you'll be shown as a co-sponsor. Announcements. Senator Sturgalewski.
Yes, just notice that there will be a Rules Committee meeting today in the Butrovich Room at 1:15. We have one item before us, SCR 4, Uniform Rules Relating to the Jurisdiction of the Judiciary Committee.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Thank you, Mr. President. A reminder today, 2 to 3 o'clock, the Senate Resources Committee has been invited to join the House Resources Committee in the Senate Finance Room to hear about the Science and Technology Foundation program. Also tomorrow, the meeting time of the Resources Committee has been changed due to the joint session. We'll be meeting at 9 o'clock. Please mark your calendars. And on the agenda is SB 22, Willow Mountain Critical Habitat Area by Senator Tula, SCR 16, Great Alaska Earthquake Resolution, SB 139, Extend the Guide Task Force, and SB 140, creating a commercial big game board. Mr. President.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
May we please to revert to unfinished business?
Without objection, revert to unfinished business.
Mr. President, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the 5-day rule be suspended in order that we may hear Senate Bill number 153 in tomorrow morning's meeting.
What is 153?
That is an act relating to supplemental appropriations to the Department of Revenue for reimbursement to municipalities under the Fisheries Tax Refund Program and the Aviation Fuel Revenue Sharing and providing for an effective date.
Is there an objection? Publication notice is waived.
Then thank you, Mr. President. Under announcements, bill will be heard tomorrow as well.
Any further announcements? Senator Halford, Senate will stand at ease. Chairman Camp waived without objection was the 5-day rule. Further announcements? Under announcements, there will be a majority caucus tomorrow, immediately following the session. Senator Ewing?
President, that tomorrow on Wednesday at 9 o'clock we'll have an overview in the Senate Finance Committee Room on the Governor's proposed capital budget, also a presentation from the Economic Recovery Committee, and I believe we're also going to have some of the mayors that will be on a statewide teleconference tomorrow between 9 and 11. On Thursday, February 16th at 9:30, we were going to take up Senate Bill 27, Permanent Fund Investments, Senate Bill 62, Salmon Enhancement Tax, and Senate Bill 138, Training of Foster Parents.
Further announcements. Special orders. Senator Eliason.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the privilege of the floor to speak briefly on a meeting held in Ketchikan yesterday afternoon.
Without objections, you have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, as you well know, the Special Committee on Salmon Interception went to Ketchikan to hold a public hearing on that issue. We were tied in with teleconference to Petersburg, Juneau, Sitka, Wrangell, in Port Alexander. The senators that went to Juneau were Senator Jones, who was the co-chair of the committee, Senator Coghill, and myself. We were joined by Senator Sturgalewski and Senator Binkley from the Juneau teleconference office. The subject was the effect upon the salmon interception in the high seas. And I might say, Mr. President, was very alarming, the level of concern that was expressed by a number of people testifying before the committee. It's a serious, very serious issue that the Taiwanese has pretty been fairly well documented that these are the people who are fishing squid in the high seas or intercepting Alaska salmon. But not only Alaska salmon, but Alaska Canadian and British and Worcester salmon and steelhead.
That's only part of the problem. These nets are also intercepting tuna. They're intercepting hundreds of thousands of seabirds, turtles, sea lions, and seals. Everything that swims in the ocean is being intercepted by these nets on the high seas. What has happened in the last few months, there's a group by the name of Sea Cops in Ketchikan, which is raising the public awareness of this issue. Congressman Don Young was in Ketchikan, attended also part of these meetings. But the message they're giving to us and to people not only in Alaska but in British Columbia and Washington is that it's a serious issue, that if this is not resolved in the next few years, we're about to run out of salmon in certain areas of Alaska, primarily southeastern Alaska. It's that serious. We've had testimony from fishermen whose catches have been reduced two-thirds this past season. I'm speaking of the silver salmon, which is primarily the species that the trawlers are concerned with. The predictions on return of the pink salmon were very good, but turned out to be a disastrous season. The mayor of Ketchikan testified the fact that they have calculated that they lost $100 million in revenue out of that community alone. And I think the congressman is very well aware of this issue, but I think that something has to be done. I understand the community of Sitka just last night made a substantial contribution to this particular group. There's a lot of activity going out there, and I think that it not only affects the fishermen, it affects certainly the supply industries, the people who supply fuel to the fishing fleet and the sportsmen. Everyone is affected in one way or another. The tourism industry is going to be affected, and certainly the economy of all of Southeastern and Alaska is going to be affected by this interception. So I think, Mr. President, we received considerable support in Ketchikan. This committee is going to be, I'm speaking on behalf of the co-chairman who I happen to see in the chamber now. That's why I'm speaking, because he wasn't here. But we're going to pursue this issue. We're going to try to get some resolution to it within the next year. And it's going to affect the economy of all of Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Fakes?
Yeah, Mr. President, please, sir.
Please show Senator Fakes and Senator Jones as President of the Chambers. Further special orders? Senator Halford.
Move and ask unanimous consent. The Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Objection. Senate's adjourned.